Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Shishunar Bhakti Vinanta Narayana Srila Guru Maharaj, Tarupanaga Guru Varga, to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today is Nandotsav Day. The principal, the main subject matter on this day is really giving and taking. Nanda Baba, he offered to everyone greatest charity. And therefore today, this practice is going on. On this day, Vaishnava was telling, their heart very liberal. Like they offer, it's like today is very open. Like so magnanimous, like this. And we can see that this is just a effect of the happiness that they're experiencing. So like Nanda Baba, we know, because Krishna has appeared, he's very happy. And then he's offering so much charity. It's said that in Bhagavatam, it says he had 7 hills of grains covered with jewels that he offered to everyone. So I always remember when I was in Mathura, Vaishnava would always tell that today, all everyone coming. And in our heart also, we also like pray like we come. Even if we're just outside Nanda Baba's house and praying like for his mercy that we can also take part of this, like his festival. And really this festival is there, like welcoming, like having relation with Shri Krishna. So Krishna's come to this world. And because of that charity, then Nanda Baba has this festival on his name, Nandotsav. Vaishnav telling, you never hear Vasudev Utsav or like this. It's like, because I've heard that even Vasudev, we know Vasudev, he didn't have that opportunity. He was in jail. He was never like opportunity to offer like charity. But he said later on when Krishna came, he had the opportunity. He held a big yagya and like charity festival in Prabhas. But he invited everyone except the Brijvasis. And it said like Narad Muni, he was given the task to invite everyone. And Narad Muni, like as usual, he likes controversy. He goes to Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda and the Brijbasis and telling them, first they're inviting, because they see Narad Muni, come, like welcome. He said, no, I'm very busy. I was given this task by Vasudev Maharaj, like to invite everyone in the three worlds. I said, where? Like, oh, to Prabhas, because of this festival for Krishna. He's offering so much charity. He said, but I'm inviting everyone except the Brijbasis. He's telling directly to the Brijbasis, like this. And it is said, Yashoda, she wanted to come. She said, I will go, even if we're not invited. But we will not, don't worry, they don't need to worry. We will not take anything from them, but we just want to see Krishna, like this. But I heard they even went, but they were not allowed. Like, he has all these guards. So you can see, even like them, we can see the big difference. Vasudev, there are some conditions, there's some limitation. Nanda Baba, he said, anyone, even not invited, they're invited. You know, so like, here today also, then we can see, like, this is the mood of the devotees, like, because it is out of this happiness that then their heart becomes so, like, so liberal. Like Mahaprabhu, he's in this mood, this magnanimity, you know, like, very generous, because now he's having the mood of Srimati Radharani, like, oh, so much happy. And so he wants everyone to also have this happiness. So the same way the devotees today, now, like, also, like, oh, whole day, like, giving. those, it's not like, oh, you're not, are you invited? Do you have this wristband like this? Never like that. Like, oh, come. Actually, they're inviting, but those who are not invited, they're invited already. Like, they're all welcome. No conditions like this. And I remember in Mathura, it's like that. And here we can see, like, whole day serving prasadam and everyone coming like this. So, but then he said, so it's like that, like that opportunity is given. They're giving, and so now you can take as much as you want, like this. So on this day, then we should take advantage of this day. Their heart is so open, and therefore today we can pray. Oh, what is that they really want to give? That we want to take. We want to accept. So then we know today is the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So this is not just it's not just a coincidence. It's we should see it like he is like today the Bridge Basis are offering this festival like as their heart's expression of their happiness, like so this charity. So then we can see that this is the charity of the Bridge Basis today, their gift to the world. They're giving, and that is Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His glory is not unknown to all of us. We all know his glories. Because in fact, we would not, like for me personally, and many of us, we would not be here like chanting if not for him and his followers, like giving us that opportunity. So we all know his very glories. And especially those who have relation with Srila Gurudev, then Gurudev give us some like in-depth like understanding, like what is his real glory. One is we know how glorious he is because externally we can see this, that even in his old age, how he's taking that order of his Gurudev and fulfilling that. And so then now we know that all over the world, Krishna now is become known. That's all started from his endeavor, which is actually the desire of his Gurudev and the desire of our Guru Parampara, like this. Gurudev, of course, giving us understanding that his real glory, of course, is that he's Rupanuga, his former follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. And therefore, like anyone coming, having his like real relationship, then they will have this relationship that our Rupanuga Guru Varga is giving as a gift to this world. This to be Rupanuga, follower of Sri Rupa Manjari, this is not a cheap thing. This is like the greatest like perfection that Jiva can attain. And so we can see how because of him, then this opportunity is now open to the world. And of course, we know this is just like following the desire of our Guru Varga from Srila Bhakti, his Gurudev Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, from his father Bhaktivinod Thakur, and really from the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So today, this appearance day, he said, by his appearance, like appearance meaning he's coming to this world and having that relationship with him. Actually, by his appearance, then this opportunity now is given to all of us in the world. He may not be now present in this world, but we can see that he's still preaching. Like if you go now, like anywhere in the world, then you always find, like Krishna consciousness, like materials or anything. And that will always be under his name of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Like that. His preaching is still going on. His books are there all the time. If you go to ISKCON temple now, then you will see how the temple is so alive. Because he's still there. Always kirtan is going on there. That's what made the temple so alive. In any temple you go and there's always kirtan. And we can see, very alive, the temple. And that's because they're following, and Prabhupada is there. So, like it said, when Nanda Mother Yashoda, they went to the festival of Vasudev, and they were not allowed. So then what she did, she just calling on Krishna, like Krishna, and crying because they were not allowed to go inside. And then what happened? Krishna left. The festival did not even finish, and Krishna left, and only to meet her and them. So it's like this, like the Vaishnavas, they're giving us opportunity to have relationship with Sri Krishna. And that is the best festival for the jiva, this relationship. And this, they're offering today, and therefore we take advantage. This we take, we can pray. This is the day, please, like we accept. And we try to appreciate these gifts they're giving. Vanshakalpataru Vishakipasindhu Vivachavatita Nampavani Vaishnavu.
Omagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanyoga Pravram Rajras Rasigam Cha Narayanam Tam Prapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prishthaya Bhutale Rupanyoga Bhaktidam Cha Kripamati Narayanam Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shriman Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my Dhanot Pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanta Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanta Sri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and to our Upanakarya Guru Varga, to especially Sri Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya, Sri Krishna Chandra, their beloved son, and to Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, who's Vyas Puja Tithi, who's we're celebrating today, 125th year of his Vyas Puja Tithi. So we know how dear he is to all the devotees, how he is their life and soul. And just as Nanda Baba gave so much on this day in donation as charity to all the Vaishnavas, to all the Brajavasis, the best gift, one of his best gifts that he gave on this world was to send this beloved associate of Sri Radha and Krishna, that is Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So yesterday we heard from the Vaishnavas in Hindi how that the real festival is happening in Gokul. No, the festival that happened in Mathura was like an Avirbhav, but the festival that happened in Gokul was the Janmatithi of Sri Krishna, where his umbilical cord ceremony cutting took place, and all these other festivals took place. Like that previous day, the day before, we heard how when Krishna sent Yogamaya to this material world, he told her to go and see what Nanda Baba is doing. So when Yogamaya went to see what Nanda Baba was doing, she saw how austere he was. He didn't have any clothes also. He was staying in a hut, and he even gave his clothes away, his turban away. He gave everything away. Then Yogamaya thought, just see how he is. He doesn't have anything, but still he's giving everything away. No. And then she thought, if there's any person who's fit to be Krishna's father, it is he, Nanda Baba. Because he's giving everything so much, not keeping anything for his own self. And even Yashoda Maya, no. She would serve all the Rishi Maharshis who would come there. Like this, all the Rishis who would come there, like Durvasa, Gautam, Naradrishi, anyone. And then when even they blessed Yashoda that she would have a son, we see that she thought, oh, are you saying that the Krishna in your heart will appear in front of me? And then we see that when she met Yogamaya, she was already a little old. But then as soon as she spoke with Yogamaya, she started becoming younger and younger. And there we see how Krishna was born to her. And how she was worshipping the Saligram Shila in her house. So she would always tell Krishna that because I worship the Saligram Shila in my house, you're also like him, dark complexion like him. And we see, you know, that even when Krishna went to Kurukshetra to meet when the Brajavasis went to Kurukshetra to meet Mother Yashoda, there we hear how that automatically Yashoda Maya's breast started flowing with milk. You know, and then Krishna was sitting on her lap, although he was more than 125 years old, he was sitting on her lap and drinking her milk. Because she had so much love and affection for him. You know, that Devaki, when she saw this, she started telling Yashoda, "Oh, Yashoda, you looked after Krishna for 10 years, so I'm so much indebted to you. Although you are not his real mother, I am his real mother, you looked after him." And as soon as Rohini heard this, she thought, "What is she saying?" And immediately she took Devaki away, saying, "Devaki, we must receive the other guests who are coming," because she knew that she would disturb the mood there. So we heard, you know, how Yashoda Maya, once she took all of Krishna's toys, and she went out of the house. And all the other Vrajavasis were saying, "Where are you going in the middle of the day when it's so hot?" She said, "I'm going to Mathura." "Why?" "Because I will be a maid servant of Devaki. The whole day I will work for her. And I will not ask for anything except darshan of her baby." She didn't even say, "My son." "I just want darshan of her son. That's all. Only for one moment. That is the only price I ask for her. And I will serve her the whole day." So she was. And then as she spoke these words, she became unconscious. Therefore, we see when Uddhav came to meet Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya, we see that Nanda Maharaj, he could speak to Uddhav, but not Yashoda Maya. Why? Because she was not even in a state to speak. She had become blind almost by crying. And Nanda Baba, he still had some sense. Yashoda Maya's love was even greater than Nanda Baba's also. But therefore, we see on his tithi, Nanda and Yashoda, anyone who remembers their son, even a little, even utters the name of their son, even a little, we see that they will be so happy. No, they always sing, no, this Braj Kirtan, this Sati, Goda Palki, Jai Kanaiya Lal Ki. One more line they sing. Anyhow, they're always singing all these, like today we heard all these Kirtans, no? These Brajavasis singing, all these Kirtans have such sweet moods there. If you listen closely, there's such sweet moods there. Normally what happens is, because they're putting so much sound in there, you cannot listen to the Kirtan. You can listen more to the instruments. But actually, if you listen closely, many of the Kirtans they sing, they're so sweet, actually. There's such sweet moods there, behind all the Kirtans they sing. So this way, they gave this, they've given this blessing to anyone who worships this day, even little, Nanda Baba will be so happy. So today is the Avirbhav Tithi of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So we hear, the Vaishnavas have even explained how they had darshan of Srila Swami Maharaj also, how he even gave them Harinam in Mayapur. No. They've also spoken that history, how once when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing Namhatta, some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's followers even went to Swami Maharaj's father's house, Swami Maharaj, Gaur Mohande. And there Gaur Mohande even received these Vaishnavas and he received their blessings. And even his small boy, he also received their blessings. So this way we see the Swami Maharaj, as he grew up, he received this order from his Guru Maharaj to preach in the West. So although he was so old, he didn't have any contacts. He thought, how will I preach in the West? So in Agra, he had a contact called Brijesh Agarwal. So Brijesh Agarwal told him, if you're going to America, you can stay with my son, Gopal Agarwal. So then anyhow, Swami Maharaj, he met this lady, this Sumati Murari ji, this very old lady. He told her, can I go on your steamboat, on your ship? I don't have any money. Can I go? Then she said, if you go, old man, you will die, she told him. These are the exact words she told him. Old man, you will die if you go there. But still he didn't care. He said, no, even if I leave my body, no harm, just send me. And anyhow, she sent him across. And then as you know, he had heart attack 2 times on that ship. And anyhow, he reached this place in Gopal Agarwal's house where he stayed there. And there, when they asked his wife about some remembrances of Srila Swami Maharaj, she said, like, he was so clean and so pure. He would wash his cloth every other day. He would be hanging all his saffron cloths outside our house. And everyone would keep coming and asking us, what are those pink bed sheets? And then I would have to explain to them that these are the clothes of this holy man from India. So this way he endeared himself so much to that family. And then he thought that this place is a little small. So he was always thinking big, Swami Maharaj. Always he was thinking big. It is said that actually the Ral Damodar Goshais, they wanted to sell their temple to him. But then instead he got this Raman Rethi land because he said, I want a bigger place. If you see his old Back to Godhead magazines, you can see these, even before he went to the West, there he has mentioned Back to Godhead magazines and world headquarters, Vamsi Gopal Temple, Keshighat, he has mentioned. He was only staying in a small room there in that Vamsi Gopal Temple, and still he has mentioned world headquarters, Vamsi Gopal Temple, Keshighat. That's how he was far-sighted. He had such broad plans. So then he went to this place in New York where he met this, there was a Mayavadi there. No, his name was Ananda Mishra, this one. So then he would always have Swami Maharaj do kirtan there, but he would never let Swami Maharaj speak because he knew that Swami Maharaj only speak on pure bhakti. So he would never give him the mic. So then Swami Maharaj, anyhow, he would sit behind. And then many, many years after that, 30 years after that, I think it was Radhanath Swami or someone who met one of the followers of Ananda, this Ananda Mishra, this Mayavadi. So then he told Radhanath Swami that I met your guru. He was such a pure soul. When I met your guru, he told me that this man, this Mishra, he doesn't have any clue about what he's talking. Don't listen to me. He's only speaking nonsense. If you want to know the real truth, come and listen to me, he said. So that's how he was. And then he went to New York. And as we know, he went stayed there in 26 Second Avenue. And there, it is said that the first 10 people he gave initiation to, 8 people left. Only 2 remained. That was this Mukunda Prabhu and this Umapati Prabhu. All the 8, they left. So you can imagine, first 10 initiates, 8 of them left and 2 of them remained. And then gradually he started initiating everyone else more and more, staying follow the 4 regulated principles and all these things. And then it is said that when he didn't have any money to even buy a voice recorder for him. So anyhow, they arranged a voice recorder for him. And then anyhow, they even started typing all his classes for him in there. And then gradually his preaching began expanding more and more and more. And then he would have so many wonderful darshans with all the reporters and all these things. Like one reporter asked him, one reporter was very arrogant, very proud. He asked Swami Maharaj, can you see God? Swami Maharaj said, no. Then the reporter said, why not? He said, because you're standing in the way, he said. No, get out of the way, he said. Don't want to see you. I want to see God. And this way, there was, when he was in Mexico also, there was one lady who was like the Miss Universe or something. She won the Miss Universe contest. So then she came there and she met Swami Maharaj. She spoke many times. And then she told Swami Maharaj, I hope to meet you again. And Swami Maharaj said, but I don't hope to meet you again, he said. Because you don't want to listen, you don't want to do anything, he said. So I hope I don't see you again, he said. This is how he was also, very down to earth, but also he was very soft with people. It is said that once he gave one person Harinam, and this person, when he was leaving, he looked at Swami Maharaj and he said, why do I need you? I can have direct access to God. Why you? And then he just started shouting at Swami Maharaj. And then Swami Maharaj just took him on his lap and he said, oh, don't cry, my dear boy, don't cry. You know, stay with me, stay here. You'll always be safe. But still he just walked away. And then there was another person, Swami Maharaj gave him a dhoti, saying, come join me. And then he also took the dhoti, threw it away, and he ran away also. But still, all these people who left, they came back many years after, 5-6 years after, 7-8 years after, and all these things. So this way, he would give, by his darshans, by his books. It is said that his books were produced by a Japanese company called Dai Nippon. So Dai Nippon, it is said, they would produce all his books. And Swami Maharaj, he would bargain between the executives of Dai Nippon and himself. So then what he would do was, when he would be bargaining between the executives of this Japanese book publishing company, he would act like a mediator. And his other disciples, they would be on the other end, and the Japanese executives would be on the other end. And then they would say $1,000. And then the other Swami Maharaj disciples would say $100. And then they would say 800, and they would say 200, and they would say 600, and he would say 300. And Swami Maharaj, like a mediator, he would say, all right, $400. Then Dai Nippon would say, all right, they would say $400. But actually, Swami Maharaj was bargaining for his disciples, although he was acting like a mediator. And then he would secure all his books. And then it is said that on the day the Rath Yatra happened, he wanted a set of Krishna books. And then all these Japanese executives, they didn't have even one book produced. So then as his disciple, this Brahmananda Prabhu was leaving, as he was on the airport, all the Dai Nippon executives, they all came in like a fleet of cars. They came on the, they entered the airport. And then they said, we could not produce as many books as you wanted, but still, because your spiritual master told us to give you one box, we have bought one box of Krishna books, he said. So then immediately they gave him one box. And then when this Brahmananda Prabhu went in the aeroplane, immediately he distributed one book. So then when he gave 9 books to Swami Maharaj, Swami Maharaj said, where's the 10th book? He said, oh, I sold it to one person in the airport for $10. Swami Maharaj said, very good. Now distribute these books also, he said. So this is how this book distribution began there in all these places. And this way he would give very practical advice to his disciples also. He'd say if any disciple would have stomach pain, he would say, drink water mixed with tulsi leaves. And then he would say, if any disciple had a sore throat, he would say, eat hot jalebis, he would say. And they, oh, your throat will be cleared. And then this way he was very, even with his god brothers, he had a very good relationship also with Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and all his other god brothers. So this way he reached out to every person in this world. And even to this day, we see how he's touching everyone's hearts. They wanted to rename this road near ISKCON as Kripalu Maharaj Road. So then some followers of ISKCON, they went to meet the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh. They told him, how can you rename this road? This is already Bhaktivedanta Swami Road. How can you rename it? So then the chief minister, he said, yes, I know who you are, Prabhupada is. I have so much respect for him. I'll make sure that nothing will happen. So this way we see even touch the hearts of all these politicians also. So this way Gurudev has given such a beautiful explanation of Swami Maharaj's glories. We know very well. So we pray at his lotus feet that a small particle of his glories, a small particle of his nishtha will also enter our hearts and that we make our lives successful.
Janatimirandhasvaganyana Slakaya Chakshurun Litang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpaturvasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Padidhanang Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namaha Namaha Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattar Gunat Sri Jivi Gopal Bhattadasro Gunat Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siya Dvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Ananta Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Saparsad Gaur Hari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv Ki Jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singh Dev Ki Jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai Sarva Vishwaprata Giriraj Govardhan Jiv Ki Jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv Ki Jai Brajamandal Dham Ki Jai Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Brajeshwari, Madheshwari, Praneshwari, Simati Dharani ki jai, Brajdevi Gan ki jai, Jai Nanda Maharaj Jasda Devi ki jai, Jai Brajavasi Gan ki jai, Jai Nanda Ussab ki jai, स्वामी महाराज व्यासपुजातिथि मामो सबकी जय समवेद गौर भक्त बिंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे Now is very lucky. This life is really Guru Vaishnav now is accepting and take care and maintaining. They are engaging for Krishna Seva, and Krishna Seva means Braja Seva. How is Brajavasis are serving and Krishna is the relationship. Therefore, they are giving good opportunity and good chances. All are. Anyhow, will be under guidance of Prajavasis, Rupanuga, Raganuga, and Ragatmik. Without Ragatmik, Prajavasis, who is meeting, that not Sadhu Sangha. There is starting Sadhu Sangha, anybody Ragatmik and then. And Ragatmik followers is Raganuga. And Raganuga's followers, Rupanuga. All Rupanuga, Raganuga, but all Raganuga, not Rupanuga. Ragatmik, Brajavasis, mercy, how getting and collecting. Therefore, telling Tadbhava Lipsuna, Kajam Brajalokun Sarato, Tadbhava Lipsuna. Greedy will be, their greed. What greed? Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Muti. Need is that greed. Far from coming, Tadbhava Lipsuna, Kajam Brajalokun Sarato, Brajavasi, who are doing, how they following, how they serving, how they glorifying, how they are continue forever for Krishna's service, for the offering, everything. They have sweet relation within Krishna. This Ragatmik Brajavasi's soul has this anurag, deep love, deep attachment, this deep affection, sneha, man, pranay, Rag, Unrag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Modan, Madan, Ruda, Adhiruda. How much upper? This is only discussing first time with Ramananda Braya. Who discussing this Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu try to understand what distributing this world. How is helpful will be everybody's? Any bogus things, rough things, natural, ordinary things giving. Veda, Vedanta, everything is telling. Triguna, Vishaya, Veda, Nishtri, Guna, Pavarjuna. All Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, all Gunamai. So Mahaprabhu said, this is giving. These jivas will be welfare, will be share for anything so helpful. Say, no. Only these things, what Tadbhava Lipsuna? Kajam Brajaloko Anusarata. Brajaloko Anusarata. What they're doing is Brajavasis. Continue. That greed, where? Anybody has this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Moti? Kriyatam kutopi jodi labhyate tatra loilyamapi mulyam ekalam koti janma sukritair na labhyate. No need sadhan, no need bhajan, no need charity, no need anything. But anybody has the greed, Krishna Bhakti for Rasa, they have. But they are only your greed. I am also following like this. Like giving example, front of Samara childhood, get bad. They're looking, there is big car festival. Then his children, he's thinking, oh, they are making big car, I'm making small one. He's anyhow wood is fixing and wheels is arranging small. And there, one small Jagannath, this much, he's putting in this car. And with his boys, taking one gong, and they in street is they're doing festival, Kirtan festival. People is looking small kids there. How are they doing everything? Similarly, you know, our this festival, the Nandosab, where Nanda Maharaj and where Brajavasi. But how possible will be equally attached there? But only one way Gurudev telling, great. Tadbhava Lipsuna. How they are doing, how they are following, try to do continue. And their Brajavasis footstep follow. Then everything will be successful, life will be successful. This greed is only our soul for helpful. Other things not helpful. I am doing austerity. What is Krishna's for? Krishna's prayers for happiness for what benefit? What? Plus point what? I am horse run here to going, moving everywhere and coming. So nose with his giving dandat pranam and rubbing. Everything I am doing, this austerity. Panchagni. Yeah, many things I am doing. But I have no greed. I have no desire. Seva sadhak rupena. Sadhak, how will be progressing life? How they are understanding and realizing this? Sadhak rupena. What sadhak, what sadhan doing? Seva sadhak rupena. Siddha rupena chatrahi. Siddha sarup. Bonafide divine master. How they serving? Think about this. I am not physical body. I am not mind. This is Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Krishna telling many Bhagavatas, but telling many places telling. But how can I am crossing this maya? Therefore, Tadbhava lipsuna kajyam brajalukunu sarato. You continue serving like Krishna festival come. Many days too. All are nice decorating, nice cleaning, nice arranging sweets, many preparation. But they cannot inviting anybody, not calling anybody, not welcome for arranging any other things. But only for Krishna's happiness, for Krishna's birthday, Brajavasis are doing. What happened? Naradvishi, all Tiloki, no, everybody is inviting. Come, look how Krishna's service for all are his desire, her are greed. Look at this. This is our main important sadhana. Gurudev in Mathura, Madhupuri. They are Devaki Vasudev Palace, conscious palace. But they are, anybody has not greedy, but Nandoshav. First time, Mathura, all are going everywhere, they are addressing Jai Sri Krishna. Never telling Radhe Radhe. Their mouth is, all time is, was only speaking about sometime Krishna. Not all time continue. But Gurudev is there, is starting this Tadbhava Lipsuna. Kajyam Brajalo Gonu Sarato. He is starting how Nanda Maharaj is doing festival. He is arranging and inviting many scholar, pandit, asking, Krishna is Vasudeva Nandan, Devaki Nandan, Yananda Nandan. He is giving your evidence everywhere too. They are surprised. What is he saying? Gurudev going Gokul Mahavan, and then telling, Vasudeva Maharaj taking Krishna jail to and putting here Nanda Bhavan. Gurudev say, you are not Brajavasi. Why you are Gokul? No need staying you Gokul. You go Mathura. You will be servant of Vasudeva Maharaj and consorts. This is much better. You know, understand? So this great, this understanding, thinking, how coming? How this, without greed, not possible you are entering this Brajabhumi. Brajaseva, not possible. One time, Maharaj Parjanya and Bariyasi, they have five sons. Nanda, Upananda, Sunanda, Abhinanda, Nandanandan. Five sons. So, Maharaj Parjanya, he is Rishi. Very tapasya, austerity doing. All time he is respecting all sadhu, bhakta, rishi, maharshis. He is one day asking Nanda, you are, age is over like, just that age is over like. Everybody has son, four brothers, your, but you have no children. I like, you have one, born in one children, this is good. Nanda Baba, see, what doing? All children is mine. In Brajabhumi, everybody is mine. No need for one. One is not enough. Like one son, and all time is attached and attacked, which is there. And many son, thousand. Nanda Baba like this. Say, yes, all Brajabhumi, all sons is mine. I am taking care of everybody, I am serving everybody. Parjana Rishi too much he is disturbed, asking Buryasi, now all are starting tapasya, going Kedar Badri, Gangotri Jamunatri, Himalaya, on top of Himalaya, Kedarnath near going, and then doing tapasya, top of ice. No eating, no drinking, fasting, and then the Shiv Thakur will be happy and pleased, and giving boon, then Nandas will be one's son. Every time, what doing, you know? Parjana Rishi inviting Durvasa, Dattatreya, Parasar, Angira, Krotu, Gautam, Harit, Jagyavalka, Parasar, all this is inviting. Inviting. Asking, my Nanda has no children. You are great Rishi Maharshi. Your boon is everything. Please, you giving some boon. Then Nanda's house is get birth one son. Then Rishi are then okay, you asking first Nanda is agree, then he not accepting anything. He no like any other boon and help. He no like any son and children for own self. Then say, all Rishis are you asking Nanda? Parjana Rishi asking Nanda Maharaj. But Nanda not agree, then gone Yashoda Mata is near. Asking Yashoda, you no need, you no like once any children, any son? Say, what doing? Any children? Stealing my life, stealing my love, stealing my time, stealing my everything. Son is born, meaning so on, society on. On study, starting, on. What on? Stealing everything. Swan, son meaning S-O-N, N, eh? On, what you will be on, is all my everything stealing. Why I like taking son? No need son. But Sanskrit has no son, putra. But see, these experiences are more meaning hard, I can explain. But big problem, then she cannot agree. After all our Rishi Maharshi requesting, only Parjana Maharaj desire with this. Parjana Rishi, he is nearby Nanda Bhavan, Nandagram, Asishwar Mahadev. Most Mahadev for he is doing long time tapasya. Shiv Thakur very happy. He say, yes, I am giving boon, as you choice. Say yes. Then he is telling, your Rishi Maharshi is near requesting, they are doing Putrishti Jagya. This Jagya's time, all Rishis, Mantra Dashta Rishi. Any mantra chanting, mantra, Swarup is coming and giving boon, as it is. Not like joking, not drama. Then Jagya arranging Parjana Rishi. Nanda Baba asking Yashoda's near, what doing now? My father is arranging Jagya. Now you sitting, I am sitting. Yes. Then what doing? Mantra, they chanting, and you chanting and offering swaha. Say no. So, do you know like children? Son? No. Nanda Baba say, I am also no like. Both are good friends. You have no desire, I have no desire. Very good friend. Asking Yashoda, why not you like? Say, I have love within Lord Narayan. I like his, my Shalagram. Why? I'm worshipping him, Sihari. And his followers, all are I'm serving. Son is come, then very big problem coming. Like one time, Maharshi Durvasa came. Then Yashoda Mata asking, Rishis for, okay, today what I'm cooking for you? What you like eating? Durvasa is never eating. Anytime he has desire, then he is going Barsana Yanandagram. Yashoda is near, otherwise Vishwanu Maharaj is near. Eating for, only eating for. He coming, everywhere going, but never eating anything. Only grasses, chewing, but never eating, no drinking. But Nandagram coming, then eating. Now Durvasa is telling, Yashoda, I am never eating your any food stuff, not cook. So why? See, you are very dirty. Your son is passing urine and stool in your lap and all time chewing your breast. You are already never washing, meaning all time is remnants, is your body is contaminated. You are taking lap and you kissing and you putting soldiers and you swinging and you like and he is very dirty. Yeah. I am Rishi Mahesh Sadhu. I am now taking your food. No. Then Yashoda very disturbed. Okay, I am clean. I am bathing, cleaning. How cleaning you? Your son is running, running and coming. And that time you taking lap and you are giving breast milk. Yeah. Meanings? He is tasting. He is shaking. Though before, just the everything explaining. What explaining? Oh, Rishi Maharshi coming all time my house. Yeah. All Brahmashi Tapashi coming. Also every day I am chanting Krishna Nam. Lord Sri Narayan, I am serving. And I am everything doing. Yajna, Dan, Vrata, everything doing. All will be missed and lost. No like. Then Nandava say, what doing then? There is no problem. They telling, chanting mantra, I am everything telling. Om Sarvam Etat Narayanaya Samarpayat. I am telling, I am my Shalagram. He will be my son, then is possible. No other. Other will be son, I never accept. Then yajna starting. Big yajna running. But she is only praying. Nanda Maharaj also praying. What? Srihari. For love. Not only son. Son, your brother, nephew, niece, your relatives, friends, any parents, everybody has. But no relationship. No love continuing. Some time for. But this love is spread. This love is most important things, God gift. God giving these things only for God worshipping for, God serving for. But I am, this is spreading, giving everybody's. I am giving this person, very nice, beautiful, I am giving my love for him. Meanings, my service mood, tendency, everything I am giving for them. But Yashoda Mata never giving. Everything doing, but appointed only love for God. Service for God. God happiness for doing everything. This is called Diksha. This is called relation and importance. All are taking Diksha, mantra, but after not think about God. Think about dog. Other health and wealth. But not my love is using everything for him. I have one gold or silver, platinum, I am giving my friend and lover. Other I am giving. But I am not giving Krishna. Not I am giving Radharani. My any things, this is only ordinary example, my any love. Therefore Gurudev is saying, all time telling me, what? You don't look at my wealth. Look me. You will be with me. Otherwise you taking my wealth, you going distance to me. You never thinking about me. Ki I am giving you something. Yeah, I am. Your name is giving bank account. This and that. No. You will be disturbed and separate to me. So therefore, this world, I get birth. Anybody came within Sadguru. And then Guru's duty and desire, what? My everything in including and collecting and all things is offering for God's service. For. This is called puja. So Yashoda Mata, very clever and very smart and very advanced. Therefore she is not spreading 1 inch, let one drop of love for any others. Not sharing. She is all time, yajna time also, Nanda and Yashoda, very good friendship. Both are the same desire. Therefore, they are chanting. What happened? Rishi Maharshi telling. Oh, good news. Good news. What good news? Oh, now is coming. Who is coming? Golok Bihari Srihari. Are you going to Ramesh? To Asundedu. ऐसा सोनिक इधर है, इधर है, दे दो। कहाँ से भेजते भेजते आए, दे दो, दे दो। हरि बोल, दे दो। हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल। Asun, asun.
Why so much?
This is good. Okay. Now I'm just speaking.
What?
I'm speaking some. You speaking, I'm speaking. Okay, I'm little speaking, then you speaking. Okay?
I don't speak. I can only just glorify my guru.
Yeah, that one speaking you. So next is, the yoga is complete, then all Rishi Maharshi, they are very happy. They are telling, oh, many person is asking many things for, but not asking for pure love. These things is for no idea also. They don't know anything. Therefore, you are praying God love for and love for service for. Another side, Prishni Sutapa, Durna Dhara, Kasya Paditi, they are now become Devaki and Vasudev. They are all time praying, you will be my son. What will be son, I am serving, continue, these things, love not asking. But this side, Yashoda and Nanda, they have this service for active and mood, pure. They are serving Sadhu, Rishi Maharshi, Brahmashi, Tapasvi. Therefore, their mercy with this, what happened? All heart is now cooling and all love is including and everything is giving for Lord Sri Hari. This purpose now is yoga complete. Then first is all good news and message come. Bhagavati Purnamasi ke mutin kusumasav. After Lord Shiva, he has left everything. He has come this Brajadham. Everybody came. And all, why came? They are learning for this. Brajavasi's service and Brajavasi's mood. They are everybody active, very first class. All are has this desire and all are this service for mood. So this Nanda Baba's near Janmushab, Nandushab time, all demigods, everybody coming in out of door, line with the sitting and begging. Please giving what? When I will be clean and pure. My love is only for God. When that day coming? This is festival. Otherwise, only many things is I am eating and saving. Yeah, respect coming. Many things explaining. But my heart is dry. Desert place. Then what happened then? Next, progress coming. Sweetness, softness coming. Never coming. The austerity inside is not a sweetness. Nothing there. Therefore, Nandusha festival time, Nanda Baba, early morning, looking, many, many Brajavasis came. Nanda Baba with his haldi powder, turmeric powder, and yogurt mixing, and all our bodies throwing, and giving all our bodies all coloring, and giving all cloth coloring, and all are starting dance and drama and singing songs. They forget everything. There is dadhi kich, yogurt, haldi powder with is mixing, and all are smearing in body. Why? Krishna is black. This color is no. See, Krishna inside is love. What? This more than yellow, bright, no dark. This collaring Nanda Baba. After, everybody is giving new turban, necklace, many gifts. But all are what begging? Nanda, you have love for God, Krishna. This love giving one drop of me? Jasodamata giving everybody opportunity. All mother for. Every mother came and take lap, also giving breast milk. Look, Krishna, only Jasodamata's breast is drinking. No. Putana came also, Putana's breast also swing. Look at this. His baby, small one, but everybody like his own son. This mood, that was Satyavrata Muni telling. First in Namamisharam, Sachidananda Rupam, Lasat Kundalam, Gokula Brajamanam. Jasoda Abhiyaulu Khalabdhamanam, Paramishtamattam Tadudutta Gupta. But this is not enough. After what he's saying, Idante Bopurnata Gopala Balam, Sadame Manusya Abhirastam Kimannui. I like this Gopal Bal Suru. He all time will be with me. Why? Children have no doubt. Who are you? My uncle, my father, my mother? No. Anybody taking lap, going. Anybody giving breast milk, Krishna chewing. This is called eternal service. Krishna giving order. Jat karasi, jat dushnasi, jat jyosi, jyudasi jat, jat tapasasi, kontya, tat kurusya, madarpanam. He offering, but I am not offering my love. Then what am I offering? The Brajavasi what doing? All mother came, taking lap, and taking, and after, okay, Krishna, you drinking my breast milk? Yes. Smiling, looking, and eyes closing, drinking. Putana came also, like, also everybody bringing butter. Everyone bringing Krishna's power, fruits. Everybody bringing gift. Why? They have love for Krishna. This Brajabhumi has this ragatmik jhana. Other places, ragatmik, any Brajavasi, Anurag, Raganuga, Rupanuga, not possible. So this Nanda Baba giving first class gift. What? Swami Prabhupada. This bhakti, Anuragmai bhakti, Brajarasa distributing for, he is starting revolution over the world. Mahaprabhu by order. Mahaprabhu say, oh, Gurudev say, Prabhupada, Sashyakur, distributing all are this Braja Bhakti. Other Bhakti has no power, no catch power, no control power, and no crossing Maya and going Prajaloka. Not possible. Gurudev is after, continues 17 times over world, every year going and distributing this Braja Bhakti, Braja Rasa. This is important day. This Nandusab day. Nanda Maharaj near, Jasodamata is near, everybody begging. And Jasodamata giving Krishna everybody's. This Krishna Janmosab, Vidhi Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing, not this much. All Gopal Chumbu, Ananda Vindavan Chumbu, how much is writing? How glorifying. Nanda Baba inviting all Brajavasis. Everybody is new turban, new angrakha, new dhoti, chador, flower garland, chandan, nice footstep, but everybody how coming? They are doing abhishek Krishna. Until Brahmalok too, everybody coming, first is doing abhishek. And after, Sakhajara coming and dancing. Sakhajara coming, dancing. They are doing abhishek. And abhishek time what doing, you know? Krishna alone, then they are decorating Radharani. Why Bhishman was came? Radharani also came. They are making decoration with his cloth and making small baby Radharani and putting Krishna's side. So this festival, with this only one way entering this Brajadham. This is called Ragatmik Brajavasis, loveful service way. Therefore telling Tadbhava Lipsuna, Kajam Brajaloko Unusarata. What being Brajalok? Brajavasi. You house to house going? Today, what is this? Today, Krishna Janmashtami. Tomorrow, Nandusav. Now, after some time, Mathura, what happened? Now, Mathura, everywhere festival starting. Everywhere, in road, street, everybody distributing kodi and rice. A halwa, puri. Before, very hard. And now, becomes soft. All Brajahumi going, this without sweet and softness, not possible anything. So these things is, this anurag, pure love. And this pure love is only devotion for only one way. This purpose, everywhere Brajavasis are following this, Krishna Janmashtami and Nandosav. This is festival. This Usav, Krishna's glories. And Brajavasis' glories, what they are offering Krishna. How much heartfelt they have love. One time, Krishna calling Kurukshetra, all Brajavasis. Before Mathura, never calling. Dwarka, not calling. But Kurukshetra calling. Calling before telling Uddhava, you understanding Brajavasis. You know, Kurukshetra, inside area, no Brajavasis for arranging place. Little distance, garden, jungle, and nice clean area, that places Brajavasis for arranging some straw hut. They know like is big, big palace. Why cows for grazing for grasses need, also water need, also food stuff need, and also Brajavasis are which I am meeting. I am going there near. I am staying with them. Now, Brajavasis are coming, Krishna hearing. Krishna running, left all Dwarkavasi, all Jadavas, all Kshatriyas. Running, running, behind Uddhava running, behind Baldev running, behind Rohini running. Where going? What doing? Where going Krishna? Like a baby Krishna, Gopal Krishna. They're running. Krishna left his all dress. Only one small cloth wearing and gone. Oh, looking Jasodamata. What happened? He is like a senseless. Rolling in ground by baby Gopal before and waiting Jasodamata when taking lap. Jasodamata crying like his cows are long time after come back in evening time, new calves, with the meeting for. Ajata bakshepa mataram khoga. Sanyam jata basatara khudatta. Priyam priyava bhushitam visanna. Mano arvinda ke didikhatattam. Vrittasur is praying this anurag for, this love for. Look, Vrittasur Chitrakatu Maharaj. So this anurag, where to collecting you without Brajavasi? So Jasodamata is quickly taking lap and covering with his cloth, hiding Krishna. Tears with his, Jasodamata's tears with Krishna doing abhishek, and Krishna's tears with his, Jasodamata's all body weight. But Krishna, very greedy, hungry, thirsty. Why? This love is not possible, available in Dwarka, not Mathura. Anybody has this not pure love. Then, Jasodamata, 100 years after, more than 100 years, then drinking Jasodamata's breast milk. Anybody came behind all Jadavas? Krishna, everybody is sending back. Here not your room. Now I am not going back. You go back. After Ugrasen come, Sursen, Devak, Vasudev Maharaj, Devaki, all come. Oh, just that's for glorifying. That time, Vasudev Maharaj telling, oh, Nanda, I am blind now. Lot of opulence, lot of enjoy for everything. I am forget your and never inviting you, never calling you, never meeting with you. Never I am thinking about Brajavasis. Danger time, how you are helping me. Now telling, why? Otherwise Krishna not will be happy. He's explaining, but Nanda Maharaj not hearing Jasoda. Rohini telling, please you go back. You take care of everything. Here is Krishna now. I am also will be here. Baldev will be here. Uddhava will be here. You go back. No need here more. Rohini very strong and serious. Rohini, Brajamandal, Brajavasi with is staying. She has relation with the Brajavasi. She knows Brajavasi's heart. How is soft and sweet. Never hardness. Then they gone. Krishna, Jasodamata is near, but Jasodamata thinking, gopis there will be dying. Why? Priyam priyava bhushitam visanna. Mano arvindakhe didikhya dittam. Chitrakatu Maharaj asking this bhakti is for Vittasur, life also. Now, gopis are, life is now finished suffering. But that time, Krishna going and meeting for Krishna, like he is very shy. Like he is doing many types of offense. He neglecting, like hating everybody. Forget long time, he not telling truthful anything. Like Krishna very shy. But gopis are looking him. At a time, sakhas are giving turban, peacock feathers. Giving dupatta. Giving angrakha. Giving this, not over dress. So Bradavasis all time look, or all Bradavasis, Bradavasis going, how many preparation they are arranging for Krishna? How many sweets? How many dives? But taking cows also, they are milking cows, making fresh preparation and offering Krishna. So anybody has love, therefore you giving life and time, everything. But no love, by force, servant and slave for giving order and permission. They doing duty and running. But there are no sweetness. So Krishna like is this servant duty and service. No sweetness. Why he is taking anything? Therefore, Vrajavasis, this loveful service for all are will be greedy. Why? How? Following continue this all program. Like now Janmashtami passed. Nandusha, after coming Radhashtami, how following or Bradavasi Krishna, how will be happy and pleased? Deepavali, Govardhan Puja, Annakut Festival, how Krishna, Raspurnima, how Krishna following? How Bradavasi is following? Everything is needed. Therefore, all Kartik man, all are continue praying this Kirtan. This only Bradavasi Janadishu. This Ragatmi Pradavasis, how will we push the follower? The 2 days, big festival day. Pradavasis are distributing. Anything anybody asking and thinking, they're giving. But Nanda Bhavan, Jasodamata Nanda Bhavan distributing only. His heartfelt love. And this heartfelt touch, other person not possible giving. Srimati Radharani, how many days to Krishna birthday for arranging dress? Nice parents with this. She is arranging dress. She is how making turban. How making Krishna's for ankle bears this earring. Therefore, Satyabratun telling, Brajib, Noamisharam Satchidananda Rupam, Lasat Kundalam Gokula Prajamanam. Not telling Mathura Prajamanam, not Dwaraka Prajamanam. Dwaraka, this Mathura, this is not possible. Only Gokule Brajamanam. Telling Braja Prasiddham Navanita Choram, Gopanga Nanancha Dukula Choram, Aneka Janmar Jitapapa Choram, Choragragonyam Purusham Namami. Thief leader, leader of thief. Look, this is bhakti, this is prem and love. Say yes. He is teaching us how we will be thief. Thief business. All Sokha, very expert. How crossing this wall, how going and gate opening, how stealing everything, how eating and distributing. They are expert all. Like here is Brahmacharis. Hiding, going, looking this room inside, what? One bottle is called thumbs up. Kempakola, other is sweet and laddu. And going, stealing and hiding here and running. Why the Krishna's followers therefore they're learning everything? This is not problem. Good happiness this. I'm very happy. I'm looking at them, I'm thinking about, Krishna also like early morning is coming and every day doing. So this sweetness is our life for necessary and progress for necessary, this Ragatmik Bradavasis, this Martian bliss. This is called Sadhu Sangha. Otherwise no Sadhu Sangha. They are only Asadhu Sangha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing, who is Sadhu? telling only Vrajavasi is a sadhu. Vrajavasi followers are sadhu. Other person not sadhu. There is bhogi. Only Guru bhogi, Krishna bhogi. Oh Krishna, I am your. Continue serving me, fulfilling my desire, giving me this and that. But my everything for you, you are my not telling. This is the problem. So our good luck, Guru Padma teaching us, all Guru Padma giving this opportunity, great opportunity, complete forever life, anywhere will be one person. They are continue following this Nandusav, following this Radha Usav, Janmusav. Then very easily you enter in this Vrajadham. So now is 6 o'clock, my service time. I can do. Now all are sitting. Ramesh Prabhu came, he is speaking about Prabhupada, little bit explaining, good, I am going now kitchen, why afternoon Krishna eating early today. Now he is waiting, he is coming over cows, grazing with the sakhas, need some tasteful things. He like pakoda, today no pakoda eating, then he is definitely, he thinking about pakoda, thinking about nice kheer. I don't know what is his desire. He sometime arranging many things. Look how many people he is calling, inviting. He is very happy. He is hearing midnight also his this program. Daytime, sound is too much, like his air is breaking. But he is very happy. He says, yes, all dancing, all coming group by group. I am very happy. Why? They following my birthday. They have love. This love and affection is most important things. Therefore, sadhana which is not available. But Siddha Bhakti, this Siddha Pranali, this is Vrajavasi's mercy. So now I am going today, but Ramesh Prabhu is speaking about God Praman.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasya.